Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Thanks, as always, for listening. We were joined by the Kaiser Chiefs frontman, Ricky Wilson.
Yeah.
He was a bundle of energy, wasn't he?
He had all sorts to say, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, we covered some
Leeds
ground.
Fan, but he didn't particularly want to talk about that, did
no,
he? But, you know,
we talked about all sorts of
he's
things.
He's starting on Virgin, isn't he, Paul? As the drive time presenter.
That's right. Charlie might be joining the band. More on that. You're here. We also spoke to a rather depressed Southampton fan, the comedian Tom Deacon, told us what's going wrong, and we strayed into some odd areas as we made comparisons with the current manager. We had a bit of a conversation about various things.
We did,
Jane
indeed.
McDonald, your bass playing. Trying to think what else we talked about, really. Oh, drunk shopping.
Drunk shopping was the main thrust of the afternoon.
We did get some great tales of drunk shopping we brought you. And I think that should do. And the birthday spread, of course. Yeah, it's a Thursday. Here it all is. Afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Afternoon, Paul. Lovely to see you. Did you wish it was two goals in either half, or were you happy with it being 0-0 at half-time and then all the goals at once? Do you want all your presents in the morning?
Well, it's interesting.
Or do you want them throughout the day?
You said to me, are you enjoying this? I said, well, I'm enjoying it a lot more than I was at half-time. I mean, look, I'm going to read you something now. Okay. I often have a bit of a pop at Andy about being knee-jerk, and I'd like to think, as football fans, we all do this. We all do what I'm about to tell you I did yesterday. But obviously a 4-0 win away at Palace was a very good result. But most Tottenham fans would tell you, and anybody who watched that game would tell you, you couldn't see that coming. Indeed, the pundits in the studio, Graham Souness and Jamie Redknapp, admitted they couldn't see that coming. And I had an opportunity. Andy couldn't watch the first half, so he contacted me on WhatsApp just at half time. He said, I've not been able to watch the first half. What's been happening?
Oh, lovely.
So this is what I said. I paraphrase some of it for this time of day. I said, well, we did the 10 minutes of looking a little bit dangerous but toothless, and now we've moved on to the camped out on the edge of our box until they score section. Spurs by numbers, same every game, home or away. Then I'll edit the next bit. Then I added, awful. Conte again fitting players into his failing system. Should have played three in midfield. Son a passenger. Hill a child. 1-2 to them.
Hill a child feels angry. There's some anger in that.
That's right. Well, based on the first half, I mean, I do love Brian. Well, I'm beginning to love him even more. And he is getting a feel for the Premier League. We played very well in the second half. But he does look like someone from the junior Spurs whose name has been picked up by a raffle at times. It's so easy just to barge off the ball. Yeah. But that's getting
good
better.
He needs
more physical. It was.
Look, he found Kane for that.
He's finding his feet. And I know that is incredibly harsh and unfair. But don't judge me, because I'd like to think there are times, if we care as football fans, we all come up with nonsense like that. And ultimately, they make me look a fool by going on to win 4-0. But I don't think that is a bad assessment of the first half.
I think what's happened, like Twitter, and the fact that we write our thoughts down now.
Yeah.
You know, rather than before, we just rant, oh, look at him. Yeah, he missed again. Yeah. And why are they passing it sideways every 2 minutes? When you write that down and you sort of read it back, you do go, I'm absolutely insane.
And you come back.
These are the thoughts of a madman.
I mean, it's just my missus, I'm sitting there raving. She was kind of watching the game and reading at the same time. And then, like, as the third and fourth go goal goes in, I'm getting the old Roger Moore eyebrow for being such an idiot and screaming at the telly. But look, that's football. That's what it does to you. That's why we care.
Coming off the back of the Villa defeat,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a good first half. There was no answer, was
no,
there?
No, no, no. It looked very much the same story.
It looked like Kane came out and grabbed it by the scruff of the neck and said, we're going to do this. And he did a proper captain's innings, Paul, wasn't it?
The manager had a word, really, and it did make a big difference. But anyway, we move on, and something to get you involved in, a couple of things to get you involved in today. Coming up later on, a great story from, I'm talking about up in the ante. Charlie's got a story for you shortly, but his pal has got a heck of a story for you later of drunk shopping. Cristiano Ronaldo was supposed to have his debut for his new club in South Africa, as he thinks where he is at the moment. Do you see that?
Yes.
He said it's great to be here in South Africa.
Oh, great.
It's brilliant. He was able to have a nice glass of wine somewhere down in Cape Town. But anyway, he's in Saudi Arabia and he was hoping to play his first game. But because of knocking the mobile phone out of that kid's hand, and we've got a big fine and a two-game ban, a FIFA ban, he's not able to play.
Oh, it's a FIFA ban, is it? Wasn't the Premier League ban?
No, I think it's a FIFA sanctioned thing. So he's not able to play, but they've sold 28,000 tickets for this.
Well, he'll turn up, Paul, won't he?
I don't know what the average
attendance... They only want to see him. He'll turn up and wave.
Yeah, but it's not
They'll
the same.
They'll love it. Do the raffle.
It's not the same.
50-50 draw at half-time, something like that.
Try and kick a ball into a shed with the mascot. Take penalties against the mascot.
There's a good phone up. Things for Ronaldo to do.
So Ronaldo, there's two things to come out of that. Yeah, good idea, Charlie. Things Ronaldo can do if he can't play in that game to still justify 28,000 people buying tickets, because I'm guessing Al Nassr don't normally get that crowd. No. The other thing is, it did strike me that, I mean, who's the poor kid who's going to have to come in? Couldn't they jettison, don't know, Bebe or someone like that? One of these old players from the past. Yeah. I don't know. Nanny. Just a slightly ageing Portuguese player. That would be good. Just
instead.
To bring in one of these players to play for him.
Nice idea.
Sometimes you do get
Luis
replaced.
Luis Figo's turned up.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that'd be nice. You can wave and just kick a ball about. It'd be exhibition pace, I'm sure, anyway. So, understudies and replacements. Sometimes you can be quite disappointed by an understudy or a replacement.
Oh, yeah.
It's that old classic thing of the bloke walking onto the stage at the National Theatre saying, unfortunately, Sir Laurence Olivier is not available to play Richard III tonight, and the part will be taken by Bernie Clifton. Then Bernie comes on in the ostrich legs. Now is the winter. Keep still of our discontent. Keep still, I said, keep still walking. Make glorious summer. Whoa, stay there. Be great.
We'd all like it, Paul.
You'd watch it.
Not funny, as we've discussed, the Bernie Clifton ostrich legs.
That's right. Yeah, I wrote a radio show for Bernie Clifton, one of the writers on a radio show, and it's difficult to transfer that. I mean, it's got to be in the mind's eye that he's effectively doing all of it.
On radio.
He's doing all of it in the... in the legs. So do let us know about understudies. Maybe you were slightly underwhelmed by an understudy or a replacement. Who was put up as a replacement? TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Very quickly, Charlie, you've had quite a sleepless night. Tell us why.
A sleepless few nights, and it's my own fault. It's a pointless worry that I've brought upon myself, Paul.
Yeah.
Woke up New Year's Day.
Yeah, drink was taken.
Drink
New
was
Year's
taken.
Eve.
New
no
Year's
one's going to blame me for that.
A lot of friends came over and we had a bit of a do.
Yeah,
and look, I'm very pleased I didn't drink the single malt that I was threatening at 2 o'clock in the morning, because that always does me in. Anyway,
well done. Yeah.
Woke up to my phone tinging on New Year's. I was like, what's that? I'd bid £5,000 on a Fiat X19.
I know you've been quite keen to get one.
I like them. I do like them. My dad used to sell Fiats.
Yeah.
I love the Fiat X19. I think. And also, I've been watching Detectorists, Paul, on your recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
And on the TalkSport listeners.
I know it's become. You love it, don't you?
I know that's a Triumph TR7, but I was always in the X19 camp, similar cars. I'd bid £5,000 that I haven't got on the Fiat X19.
Because you'd had a drink.
Carsandclassics.com.
What time was it? About 2 in the morning?
Oh, it was sort of 2 in the morning. I'd bid this and completely forgotten about it.
And you
absolutely
hadn't,
completely.
And you hadn't told the gaffer because
told,
it was
no.
And you told her today.
I told her today. It went to today. It runs out today.
Right.
And I thought that'll get. It'll get outbid. It'll get outbid. It'll get. It's not been outbid. And I've had two sleepless nights. It was in Ireland. This car.
So you would have had to get it back on a transport.
I've been Googling ferries from Dublin, trailer hire.
Yeah.
What it costs to get a number plate turned from an Irish number plate into an English one. You hadn't
thought
it, any VAT?
Yeah.
All those things, Paul. What's it? I suddenly become a car importer because I'd had a few pints.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, someone outbid me. John, someone, whoever you are anonymously.
God bless you, John.
Who outbid on the... I hope you enjoy the Fiat X1 9.
Let's hope he doesn't pull out.
Anyway, so I put that on Facebook and my mate came back straight away with a much better story. We'll hear from him later on.
We've got a story later on. I mean, if you think the Fiat X19, just check out what Charlie's mate did when he went drunk shopping. Have you been drunk shopping? We don't condone it, of course, but it happens.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Spectacular tales of drunk shopping coming in. Rich from Cardiff said, I once sponsored a snow leopard after a few too many. What was I thinking? That's a nice thing to do, though, Rich. I've seen those adverts, but it's great. You've got your own... It means if you ever... One-on-one, I'm sure he'd know it was you if you ever met him in the wild. He wouldn't rip your throat out or anything. Hang on, I'm Rich from Cardiff.
I sponsored you 50p a mile,
that's
mate.
It. Simba, get back.
I washed your car for a pound.
I don't know what you'd call a snow leopard. Snowy. That's
right,
you'd call
a
snowy.
Lovely.
It'd be nice, yeah.
A snow leopard.
Yes.
A lot of the time you can't see him as a snow leopard.
Of course you can't. And the other one was, give us the other one from Paul Harris.
Oh, yes. On one occasion after drink was taken, a mate of mine once purchased a 20-foot custom-made inflatable John Inman with 4x helium tanks from a firm in Grimsby, over $2,000. Worst thing, non-refundable.
Well, they thought they'd never get rid of it, did they?
Exactly.
Surely it should have been free.
It should have been free, shouldn't it?
Of course.
Paul, that's when they needed you.
How much did it cost? Anyway, thank you, Paul. That's spectacular. Keep those coming and stay tuned for Charlie's Mate, which I think possibly, well, it's up there with the inflatable John Inman.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hear from Nathan Jones, the Southampton manager, who's chatting to Alex Crook. And Alex asked him whether he understood the fans' frustration at St Mary's after last night's defeat to Nottingham Forest.
Look, I understand it. I absolutely understand it. It's a tough place. They've been used to losing games this year. We have to change that around. At the minute, we haven't been able to do that. So look, it's a tough job. We know that, but that's the job. That's the role of a manager in a football club.
Does it hurt you though? You've only been here a few weeks, and already they're singing things like "You don't know what you're doing."
Look, as fans feel, I understand that, and I understand their frustrations. In time, if they're still singing it in 3-4 months' time, then it'll be time. You know, it'll show that I don't. But at the minute, I've been in here 3-4 games, so it sometimes takes time to turn things around.
Nathan Jones, he's got the voice of a much older man, hasn't he?
Yes.
It's an observation.
The voice doesn't quite match the face.
As we said, we went in search of a disappointed, downtrodden Southampton fan, and we didn't find it difficult. But the one we selected was comedian Saints fan Tom Deacon. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, good afternoon to you, gentlemen. Good afternoon. And if you think, oh, this guy sounds like he's got a cold. No, it's not a cold. It's just emotionally broken.
That was your glorious leader. What do you think of
him? the glorious leader. I mean, I liked how he said in 3 to 4 months' time. I don't think he'll be there in 3 to 4 months' time, which is an honest reflection on how it's going so far this season. But I feel kind of sorry for him in some respects because he said he could do the job. He said he could come in and change our fortunes after Ralph Hasenhüttl lost his way a bit. And he hasn't, his CV lied, basically, didn't it? His CV did not live up to what he said. But then again, he's got a difficult job. We don't have any players that can score. Even if Nottingham Forest didn't play with a goalkeeper last night, I feel we still wouldn't have scored. So that's how bad things are for us. And it's not really a laughing matter. I mean, the way that we're playing at the moment, we'll go down, and that's tragic. That's not what we want. And you're supposed to have a Nathan Jones, a new manager comes in, you're supposed to have a bounce, aren't you? Where you lift. In if anything, we've actually sunk. We are sinking to the Championship.
What do you call that? What's the complete opposite of the manager
new manager flop?
That'll do for now.
Yeah, that will have that.
I kind of feel from a bit as well because he has been a good manager. He's done very well at other clubs. It kind of feels this is the wrong time for him to come into this club. This was maybe the right job, but at the wrong time.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. In hindsight, I mean, they decided Ralph had lost the players a little bit and we needed a new manager that could come in and just, you know, lift the spirits of the players. We looked at these players that got signed this year and that were part of the squad from last year and said, look, I think they just need a little bit of a, just let off the shackles come off and let them play and express themselves. Well, we've actually gone backwards. We're actually worse than we were about two and a half months ago. And that, you know, Nathan Jones was supposed to boost the players, but I feel like that they've either turned on him in some respects and they don't even want to play the formation that he's saying he wants to play. So I'm sure in a different situation, Nathan would have been great, but this is Premier League. This is relegation and we could be getting relegated. And that is not the time to have an experiment. And I think that's what the board have done.
Do you think they did due diligence? Do you think they sort of went through with everything they needed to do, looked at who else was around and he was the best
guy? Well, they decided, I suppose they weren't...
It seemed like quite a quick decision.
When he came in, I mean, you were still in a pretty precarious position then. So you've got two choices. You've got somebody that you think can galvanise the players, and that's obviously what they thought. Yeah. Or you've got Red Adair, you've got a big Sam type that comes in and keeps you up. I mean, if they were doing it now, it would definitely be Red Adair, wouldn't it? And, I mean, Charlie, you were saying, you're not sure he's going to see the window through.
I don't know if he'll see the window through, I really don't. I mean, and they're such an anonymous team, is the thing, yeah. Southampton, you know, they seem to have sold all their best players, so
yeah.
I don't know what happens from here,
I mean,
Tom.
In terms of profile, when he got the job, did you think, oh, I'm not sure?
I think everybody, Southampton fans, I mean, it's so toxic at the moment. That's a word that's been thrown about. We just thought, oh, that is not necessarily who we would have gone for. I mean, who else was there? You know, the idea of maybe Sean Dyche coming back in and keeping us up. But we thought, no, we're a progressive club. You know, we have a young academy. We haven't developed any good players in the last 5 years, I'd say, that have gone on to make it and possibly be like the likes of Theo Walcott when he was young and went to Arsenal, Callum Chambers, like Gareth Bale. But we're just not producing that. We've taken a gamble on a lot of unproven Premier League talent and it just hasn't worked. I mean, that's the real issue at Southampton at the moment. And we didn't have a striker. Even Ralph talked about the fact we didn't get a striker. But yeah, did they do due diligence? I feel like in a meeting where you're going to look at people's CVs and interview managers, you'd probably put a couple of biscuits out, wouldn't you? And I feel like they've just gone in on the biscuits and focused on that. You know, like those, oh, what's a top tier biscuit? And they've all been discussing that rather than what is a top tier manager
caramel,
that we need?
I just wondered if they'd put out a little plate of biscuits with a cup of tea when they interviewed all the candidates. And they're looking at the one, no nonsense. They want the one who takes the rich tea.
Yeah,
not the one who takes the gypsy cream or the chocolate digestive.
Getting into managers as biscuits, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm not getting,
into that.
I'm just saying that, you know, you can learn a lot about someone from the biscuit they take from the plate.
What? Yeah. Well, hang on. You're putting a rich tea manager. No.
You've got a rich tea manager on chocolate digestive wages. Yeah, that's right.
No, well, that's the problem. We want something.
But he's a fig roll at the moment.
It's not even that, is he? I mean, and it's, and I'm sure if
none of this makes any sense, Tom. I mean, he's a fig roll. He's not even that. What does that even mean?
I'm quite partial to a fig roll. No. let's be honest. If Nathan Jones, I'm sure he's a top bloke, and if someone said, Tom, Nathan Jones wants to go for a beverage tonight. He might not say it in that phrase. Yeah. But he's like, oh, can you make it? And I go, well, I'm at the Comedy Store tonight. I might not be able to make it, but I'd make time. That was a humble plug there. But I would make time to hang out with Nathan because I'm sure he's a top bloke. But at the moment, whatever's happening, it is not clicking. I'm going to Palace at the weekend for the FA Cup game. Will they score? Only if we have a penalty or a free kick. That's the only chance. We won't score from open play. And then we've got Man City. So it's not looking that rosy. And I think it's only going to get worse. Once the fans start to turn on a manager, you've got a real uphill battle. And I hope we're all wrong, you know, and that we survive. That's we want more than anything. Nathan Jones, the fig roll, has he got a chance? I don't know. I really don't know.
You are at the Comedy Store tonight, I understand.
Oh.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Did you? No one mentioned it. Yeah, no, I
have. I'd heard that. Everyone was talking about it.
Yeah, yeah, this it's one of the best clubs in the country, and I'm playing it tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. So, yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. But it's going to be dour. I'm not offering a lot of enthusiasm tonight because my team are playing so badly, and I'm probably going to get relegated on this current form.
Nathan Jones got front row seats, so that's he's going to be
booing you.
If a fig roll gets thrown on stage,
I'll know he's there. That's the sign he's been.
That's right. He just leaves it. No, he just everywhere you go now. Next to your bed,
slightly threatening
like
fig,
like
roll.
A tale of the unexpected. Yeah, wherever you kind of you're in the back of a taxi, you're getting an Uber, and there's a fig roll sitting there. Yeah, Nathan's watching you. Anyway, Tom, good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Gentlemen, you've cheered me up in a way.
That's the job. That's what we're trying to do.
Thank you very much.
There we are, comedian Tom Deacon. Catch him at the Comedy Store in London's busy West End this evening. Thanks for getting in touch this afternoon. This comes from Brent, who says, actually, I'm in the garage right now buffing up an Art Nouveau brass Fender that I successfully bidded for and won at auction when drink had been taken.
Oh, dear, yeah.
It sounds like a nice piece, doesn't it, really? Nice. I mean, that does sound like an
cash
understand.
In the attic. Yeah, so get that on.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Charlie was telling us earlier on he's had a couple of sleepless nights because he sort of drunk purchased or thought he had. He bid on New Year's Eve when drink had been taken. A Fiat X19.
A little red Fiat X19.
Nice little sports car.
Not many miles, Paul. I don't know how many owners, but a bit of service history.
It was a good price, wasn't it? Well, your bid was a good price.
My bid was a low ball. Didn't think it would get anywhere. I was the top offer until today. Today is the day it runs out.
And it wasn't so you could particularly afford at the moment. You had to get it back from Dublin.
Yeah.
It was
Irish plates, African import.
Classic drunk shopping.
I mean, everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
We've had examples of people sponsoring snow leopards when drink has been taken. We've had someone, was it a 20-foot inflatable 20-foot John Inman that must have been used for promotional purposes on Are You Being Served? Or a Panto. And we're going to chat to a mate of yours now who may be able to top your car story.
This is Nick Page, very funny comedian. You may have seen him on Britain's Got Talent a couple of seasons ago. Very, very good. Got a very nice voice, Paul. He speaks my language. And he chops his own wood, which is always impressive.
He chops his own wood.
Because I buy my wood and he chops his own wood, you know, and he's really got it over me in the countryside stakes there.
Well, beautiful. I think he joins us now. Hello, Nick.
Well, obviously, you're much more showbiz and wealthy than me, which is why you can afford to buy wood.
Now, you were telling Charlie that, you know, you say, you know, I see your Fiat X19. when drink had been taken, Nick, what did you purchase?
Oh, I spent a long night bidding for a whaling harpoon because I used to live on the flight path of a glider club and they were flying lower and lower over my house, and I had a vision of harpooning one of them with one of those big cannon things off the front of the... Remember the old Greenpeace videos where they'd be trying to get a boat between the whaling ship and the whale? Well, one of those big cannons was for sale.
Right.
And I could mount that on my shed roof. And as the gliders came over, I could shoot one and then just winch it in. And I had this vision of it flying in smaller and smaller circles as I cracked
like a large kite.
Like a big kite to winch it down to my garden.
He's joking, of course. But
I don't
still.
Think he is.
No, he probably isn't, actually.
Have you been to Gloucester?
Yeah. Par for the course. So,
I lived actually named Brampton Mansell, was where I lived. So, it does sound like where that would go on.
I'm all for taking a harpoon off of a whaling boat. I think that's a good thing. But, I mean, how do you go about sourcing one of these? I mean, where was it? How were you going to get it home? They're going to put it in the post, were they?
It was on eBay, and it was sale. It was in Canada. I hadn't really thought about where I was going to, like, how I was going to move it from Canada. Mm. And I didn't have $48,000 Canadian dollars.
Oh, yeah. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
That is a lot of money.
And you had to get it back from Canada.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I fell asleep, and then I was outbid by a whaling museum, I think Norway, woke up thinking, what was I doing? Why am I asleep in front of the computer?
Well, gloss over that. they must have thought, who else is bidding? We are the market for this.
Yeah.
The Norwegian Whaling
Museum.
It's just
some guy in Gloucester. So, guy, where's Gloucester? Who is this guy? And he wants it. He's going to take down a glider with it. What's... Yeah.
Well, there we
the
are.
Bidding ran out pretty quickly. There were quite a few people in on it. So, obviously... Other people had issues with glider clubs, I would imagine.
That's fantastic.
There we are. Excellent. I think it tops it. You were lucky.
I mean, it might be whaling enthusiasts.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like, you know, I'm never going to have a chance to do it for a job, but I'd love to do it for a hobby.
Yeah, that's a nice hobby, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, no, whaling isn't a nice hobby.
Could be
hobby.
The new detectorists.
It's a bad hobby.
Nick, you whaling.
Yeah. It's
Well, now, I remember a few years ago, Charlie, your dad tried to sell... It was a combination of a not very good car and a not very good boat, and he put them together on eBay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Really?
That's probably where I get it from.
He put a bad boat and a bad car together to make a little bad wind
double.
I
wonder what that, I can't remember what that was, but he did do that. I remember that. Really? Now. I'll try and get more information
was
on
the,
it.
Was the car, did it have a sufficiently big engine to tow the boat?
Probably
or
not.
Probably not.
I wonder what that was. I'll 900 look back. CC. I'm going to look back through the WhatsApp and text about what
Fantastic.
That was.
Well, Nick, thank you ever so much.
Cheers,
really,
Nick.
Really appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
That's all right. I'll speak to you again. Take care. Yeah,
there we are. Nick Page there, comedian, and, man who nearly bought harpoon gun for glide. No, it was all very light-hearted stuff. And as I said, I'm not... Whaling is not a great hobby. It's a horrible thing.
It could have been a West Country corner there.
But it could have been a West...
We could have played...
Could have been.
Could have played the music and everything, but...
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't do it.
We wasted an opportunity there.
We
haven't got the short version to hand.
I've missed it.
I've actually missed the long version. This is a section of the show. We normally do this on a Tuesday where we try and find a story from the West Country for Charlie to
feel at home.
To talk about. Just to make you feel a bit... Yeah, I know you get homesick now.
We'll do one next week.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Well, anyway, that wasn't Charlie Baker's West Country Corner.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. Ricky Wilson, frontman of the Kaiser Chiefs and Leeds United fan, is the new presenter of the Drive Time show on our sister station, Virgin, as from next week, next Monday, joins us in the studio. Hi, Ricky.
No, I don't let it put you off about the Leeds United fan bit, because I'm in a band full of Leeds United fans, but I don't really know that much.
You don't?
I support a team, it's Leeds United. from Leeds. Leeds. He said it's radio, isn't it? Right. I did the salute.
On the heart.
When is it you start?
I start on Monday. I've got lots to learn.
Visual's quite difficult.
No, rule one, it's a push door, not a pull door. That's the first one, because that gets me every time.
Yeah, sure.
Rule number two, late is late.
A minute late is late.
Oh, yeah.
In radio. And rule number three is don't do silent gestures.
Yeah.
If you don't think much of someone.
Yeah.
Well, you can actually, a silent gesture on radio is quite good. You don't get done for it.
No, that's lovely, very true. Yeah. I've got a great story about that.
I can flip the bird to whoever I like.
There's a lot of hand signals in this studio.
You're doing one right now, and I'm not comfortable with it. So
have you got a bit of? Are you sticking rigidly to the playlist, Ricky, or are you gonna deviate? You're gonna throw in something?
I will stick to it religiously.
Yeah,
because I don't want to make my life harder. Yeah. And they play some good tunes, and it's good to get. And also, if I could play whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Then why would I be doing it? I could sit at home playing that. I quite like the fact that I get to hear stuff that, you know, it's weird. I like listening to the radio. My wife is a flicker. That's not rude.
No,
before you get
before no, we never thought
no.
it was for a minute.
This is, I know it's talk sport, but guys,
this sort of content we're going to get on a Monday.
Less of the banter.
Yeah. Right?
No, she as soon as she doesn't like a song, she changes the channel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm like, I want to hear Know Your Enemy.
Yeah,
I want to hear the bad stuff. So I'm playing whatever comes up on the list. I'll
is
play
some
it.
Of the band stuff on the playlist? Your
of course
band?
It is.
Yeah, that's handy.
How will
it?
That be?
Yeah, just
you wouldn't. It's not really ka-ching anymore.
No, it's a shame, isn't it?
I was famous about 30 years too late.
Yeah.
Do you think I'd be doing it? I'd be on a yacht if I was big in the '80s.
Yeah, when you've got a massive hit, like you've got, you know, I'm not saying you haven't got lots of massive hits, but you've got a massive hit. Mm. And is it like having you've scored a great goal? You can go, I was Ricky Villa and I scored that goal.
There is always that thing where you can walk into a pub and be the guy that everyone sings a song at you.
Yeah.
But there's also the thing, you could be that guy at the end of the bar in your, like, you know, latter years going, oh, it's a rubbish business.
Yeah.
Oh,
Voodoo Ray.
Yeah, Voodoo Ray. Yeah. And then
creme brulee.
We
do some old references.
It does veer wildly between being the guy who's like, hey, Ruby, riots, every day or whatever, and then being the other guy's like, oh, he'll eat you up and spit you out, mate. because that is an old reference to creme brulee.
Mm.
Of course, you know, League of Gentlemen.
Yeah.
And we were talking before about our references, and you have to watch yourself because we're getting on a bit, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when you do make a reference on the radio, you have to think to yourself, am I saying something that... Because the years have really crept up on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When people...
You blink and you're 40.
When people say, like, an album came out 30 years ago, I'm like...
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I've only just played the first half.
Richard Osman tweeted the other day that Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics
was closer to the end
of World War II than it is to now.
I know, 40 years, was it? Annie Lex was saying 40 years.
It's somewhat depressing, and it's heartening to know that we're still around.
What was the stuff you were listening to growing up then that sort of fell into the band?
Yeah, well, I was quite lucky. I was born in 78, so I... At the 80s, as a child.
Yeah.
Which is a great childhood, the 80s.
Yeah.
But then I hit my teens at the height of Britpop.
Yeah, 90s.
And can you imagine that? Being like mid-90s, starting going out. Suddenly, there's people who were sex symbols who were like Jarvis Cocker.
Yeah,
so it turns from being you have to be like actually good looking. Yeah. No, sorry, Jarvis, if you're listening. I know he listens to Talksport religiously. But you know, you had to be a certain type of person, like a boy band looking guy. And suddenly you could look like anything. You could look like me. And you could get away with it. And it was great. You could just put an Adidas tracksuit top on and you'd be cool. It was amazing.
Yeah. What was your first band called?
My first band.
Yeah.
As in first band.
Yeah. Well, first two.
Joe and the Joes.
Oh, nice. Nice. Who was Joe? Was there a Joe in it?
Yeah, Joe Spencer.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Joe
okay,
Spencer, yeah, yeah, nice. Yeah. We didn't really do much.
Is Joe still play?
I have no idea. Lost contact with Joe.
If you're Joe Spencer from Joe and the Joes.
I think he might be an art teacher now.
Okay.
Bootleg, something. He's somewhere. He's somewhere pointing at you on the telly going, see that guy?
Yeah.
He was a very good guitarist, though.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly good. Oh. I don't think I've met one ever since that was that good. Whitey, of course, from the Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah.
But Whitey was self-taught. He turned up to our first practice and we didn't believe he could play. Because he turned up and we gave him a guitar and he said, I'm left-handed, I can't play that.
He was blowing into it.
Yeah, nice. He was just
yeah, and then we went...
Trying to fudge his way into the band.
So we got him a left-handed guitar and he started... I don't think he's left-handed. I think
he didn't want to say anything.
I think he didn't want to say anything and he's been stuck in a lie for the last...
Ronnie O'Sullivan can play left or right-handed.
Yeah,
you know,
why don't
you
just spin it one day, one of Bill Ailey and the Comets. Start spinning it round.
You know what?
And
Andrew White from the Kaiser Chiefs is one of the most underrated guitarists in modern music.
There we are.
Because he doesn't like showing off. It's weird. Because that usually a guitarist is like vying for permission to show off with the frontman.
Yeah, yeah.
We have spotlights. We had a spotlight. It's cheaper to get them fixed on the stage. And we had one fixed on him. And he wouldn't stand in it. Right? So just a spotlight on a spot and he'd be out, he'd be somewhere else. So then we hired someone to like have, and this cost money, to sit and point it at him.
And to move, move around with him.
And you know what? It was a chase of cat. It was a cat and mouse for 90 minutes.
I've always had a theory that in bands, the drummer and the bass player are sort of mum and dad. Lead guitarist, I always think, is the eldest brother. Mm. And the lead singer is sort of youngest child. Just sort of...
I don't know. I think that we break that rule quite a lot.
Okay.
I don't know what I am. I've been reluctant for a long time.
Yeah.
But I don't want to... You know those footballers that don't really like doing it, but do it anyway?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of those.
I think I started off being one of them.
Okay.
But I'm quite good at it. And people get saying, oh, you're good at that. And I'll be like, all right, then I'll do it.
I'll do it, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not something that I... You know, before a show, I'm not chomping at the bit to get out there. I'm like backstage going, oh, I don't want to do this.
But when you're on, aren't you? I've seen the band.
No, because I'm not. I don't really want to let anyone down.
Yeah.
I have let people down, but I don't really want to let people down. So.
Now, a couple of the band have been in the past. Simon, the bass player, has been in.
Funny, he knows a lot, doesn't he?
He knows a lot of football. He's into his football. And funny enough, I saw him and his missus when I was with my missus in IKEA once.
Oh, that's nice.
A very odd...
A Billy bookcase, was
we
it?
We both looked at each other. We'd only met... And I thought, well, I know you and I know you. And
which
then
that doesn't sound like him. IKEA? Really?
Yeah, that's right. I think it was under duress. I got the sense.
Yeah, mass-produced stuff doesn't sound like Simon. Okay. I thought he's artisan.
Maybe he needed some tea lights.
Yeah, could have done that. Well, like a new saucepan. Billy Bookcase. Bass player he was.
It sounds more like a footballer.
Billy
come on,
the bookcases. I bring it up, Ricky, because Charlie's learning the bass.
Bass.
He's been learning some of your stuff.
As a midlife crisis go, it's a fairly healthy one.
Bass is
You're not going to come off a bass, are you? No. High speed.
How'd you break your arm? Particularly difficult Paul McCartney lick.
Yeah, I was attempting some sting.
This is
because you know he does tantric bass.
I predict
he does.
He can do it today.
24 hours.
Yeah. This is I've got an app that tells you the tablature and it just plays you the bass part.
Okay.
This is I predict, right? Here we go. Oh.
Tell you what,
not that hard so far, is it?
Simon gets lost in IKEA. It's easy done, isn't it?
Do you know
might need a bass player one night.
Simon can play other instruments than bass. He chooses a bass.
Oh, right.
But yeah, it does sound...
There's not a lot of room for cello on this. That's why he plays bass.
You kept it under 25 seconds so we don't get the publishing. Well done.
It goes up the octave.
No, I don't care.
Oh,
it's only 30. It's about 13p. Right. So, the thing is, Simon is integral to the band because he is... To all intents and purposes, the leader.
Okay.
At the moment.
Right. Okay.
We've gone through several leaders. But he's the leader at the moment.
He keeps it going.
Yeah, because I do radio. I do all sorts of stuff. And I...
You do radio, do you? That's interesting.
Yeah, well, I'll start on Monday. Right. Drive time. Radio.
Was it a bunch of radio?
Yeah. He keeps it going. And he does a lot of the admin.
Right.
I know that sounds boring.
Worst bit, isn't it?
Well... You know what?
Quite a bass player thing to do, admin.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum,
dum. I'll stay here on this note for a while.
And think about the spreadsheet. he's probably listening. So, Simon, love you, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, Mandy, you've been sitting in for Chris Evans, so you've got a feel for it already, haven't you?
I've done radio for off and on for a few years, and I do feel... In fact, Simon said...
Simon said, yeah.
Put your hands in. Simon said that he's seen me on TV. He says it's weird.
Right.
Okay.
He's seen me on stage. He likes it. It's weird, but I'm making him money, so he's fine with that.
He's only seen the back of you on stage.
Right, but he says on radio, I'm more like me in person than I am in any other medium.
It's nice to know.
So, it's relative. I mean, it's money for old rope. Come on, guys.
It's a craft. It's a craft. I think you're fine.
Broadcasting.
Not everybody can do it, apparently. Lovely.
I hear old rope commodities are going through the roof.
Well, lovely to see
it's
you.
Been a great
and,
bit. It's been a really good bit.
We wish you well with the show. It's Virgin Radio starts the Drive Time show from next Monday, the 9th. You'll catch Richie.
Tune
Wilson.
In. Who am I against? Goldstein.
Andy Goldstein.
He's a professional.
And Darren Bent, you're up against him.
Yeah.
Job swap for a day.
Who's on the other lot over there? You know,
who else we got on the
talkative guys.
Who's on the four these days? Is it Vanessa? Could be Vanessa.
Up against Vanessa. Won't be the first time.
Yeah, we are. Okay. And on that bombshell. Lovely to see you, Ricky. Thanks very much for popping in.
Thank you very much.
There we are. Ricky Wilson. Catch him on Virgin Radio. From next Monday at 4 p.m. It's Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
You've been telling us about drunk shopping and some of the things you've done. Charlie, the springboard for this was Charlie nearly buying a little Fiat sports car when he'd had a drink on New Year's Eve.
It's still a relief point. It keeps coming back to me in waves of
all the grief you're going to give yourself.
Got to sort the car out. Oh, how am I going to get to Dublin? Holyhead, you're going from Holyhead or Liverpool. It's a 2-hour crossing from Holyhead, 2.5-hour crossing.
How much would it cost you?
How would I get to Holyhead, Paul? Because I'd have to get there, wouldn't I be a foot passenger?
Yeah.
And then get there, get into wherever it was in Dublin, get the X19.
Don't let it worry you, Charlie, because none of that's the problem.
Will it drive back, Paul? I don't think. These were all my worries. You'd
had a drink on New Year's
Would
Eve.
Would I have had to take someone with me, you know?
Yeah.
Nice day trip for somebody.
You've been telling us about those. I spent several thousand pounds on a large piece of Nigel Mansell's Williams F1 car. I even had to hire a van to collect it. Drink had been taken. Didn't put his name on there. Following Robin Smith's charity golf day, I started and ended the bidding at £500 on a very non-limited edition print of a par 3 hole at Wentworth.
Yeah.
I forget which one. The pitch hung in the shed for a while, and I think I may have used the frame for firewood, says Pete, Hatter.
What normally gets me is like memorabilia of teams I support. That's that sort of thing. I'm always bidding on that sort of rubbish, you know.
What kind of quirky memorabilia?
Loads of old talkie notes. Stuff I've got, you know, but it's what about this was that it's was so much money and I don't need it,
yeah.
And I haven't got the money to buy it, so what a relief, Paul. It's such a relief. El Sideco, someone's
El Sideco,
just got
that's
in
quite
touch.
Good.
That's quite
now,
nice.
Now, when we were chatting to the Formula E driver, a little Sam Bird, a little bit earlier on. He said he played a game up against Francesco Totti, and he was trying to think of a name of someone he passed. He pinged the ball out onto the wing. He said to someone, "Who's the guy?" He said, "No." He said, "Someone with long hair,
Who's the one with long hair?"
To which one of the listeners said,
"Crystal Gale." She did have long hair.
It's beautiful, that, because it's just so random, isn't it?
Her first touch wasn't great, apparently, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, both of us are desperate to work out how we're going to get it. Made her brown eyes. It's such a good boy, it made her brown eyes blue.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Anyway, look it up, kids, if you never heard of Crystal Gale.
It could have gone with all sorts there, couldn't we?
Country pop country singer. Yeah.
We got the tree down last night, Paul, which is always good. And how do you get?
Did you have a tree? Yeah, I did mine a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah, you just straight down.
That was it. Like off it. My wife's best friend.
Literally Boxing Day.
Not
like it never happened.
Yeah,
like that. But we will drag it out as long as possible. We like Christmas in our house. And I was like, how'd you get rid of your tree? How did you get rid of your tree?
Well, a local hospice are taking it away. You make a donation and they benefit from removing it.
We missed that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm waiting for them to come and pick it up.
Luckily, I pay for the brown bin service, Paul.
Oh.
So some of all the money I'm saving on X19s.
Have you got to chop it up though, Charlie, to get it in there?
I wonder if I have to put it actually in the bin. I haven't looked up.
I don't think our lot would take it if we had a 6-foot tree hanging out of a 4-foot bin. You've got no chance. They're definitely not going to do that.
Like GCSE maths. Well, try and put a 6-foot tree.
Well, I haven't got GCSE maths, but I might have to take it again after yesterday's speech. I'm going to go out and buy myself a compass.
Exactly.
That's what I'm having nightmares about, having to do maths again.
Yeah, imagine if they backdate it, Paul.
Yeah. I did say, did he say up to 80 or 18? Imagine if he, oh, God, he said 80. We've got to do maths until we're 80.
Oh, it made me feel sick, that. Just the thought of having to go back, just do any. The moment I left school was the greatest day of my life.
Greatest day of the school's life.
There's not a day that goes by when I'm pleased I don't have to go to school anymore. Very, very pleased. El Pastico, yes, that's nice. El Pastico.
El Pastico.
I mean, I should have been on brand with that, with my tour, Paul, that's on sale at the moment.
Oh, yeah, I understand you are on tour.
I am on tour. Find me on Instagram, charliebakercomedian.com. And
the show's called? Yeah,
the show is called 24-Hour Pasty People, selling very nicely all over the place. A bit slow in some. But we're okay. We're doing good. Come and see it. It's going to be very fun.
Yeah, I'm going to come catch you at some point.
Yeah, that's nice.
When you're around my way.
That's nice.
I just think Jane McDonald must have the best job in the world. She's just tweeted. I've just happened upon this. Yeah. My new series of holidaying with Jane McDonald starts this Friday. Yeah. It never ends, does it?
She's amazing, Paul.
Yeah.
She's an amazing woman. Amazing singer.
You've worked with her, have you?
Never worked with her. No. Just from afar. You know about my long-held... Yeah. I just think she's great. I think she's our greatest entertainer.
Really?
In this country at the moment.
Wow,
that's working.
I think she's
absolutely brilliant.
Couldn't you be a bass player and go on tour with her?
Maybe that's the long term.
Yeah.
Does she like Fiat X19s? Maybe I've missed out there. She strikes me as she would like. She's really talented, Paul.
Yes, yeah,
you're looking at me now. What are you on about? Like, is there a joke on the end of this? She's a great singer.
I think she's got...
Her shows are so good.
She's got the common touch. She has.
Although, I did watch her Christmas special where she was going around Scotland with her pals and it felt like it had been made for about 50 pence.
Yeah.
But look, all her other stuff is of a high quality.
Fantastic. I was quite shocked to read Joe Marler occasionally pops up on Breakfast and is always very... Very entertaining.
Yeah.
And he was talking about... He had a pop at someone's mum. Jake Heenan, he said something fairly unpleasant about Jake's mum when he was in a game.
Yeah.
And he sort of said, oh, yeah, that's normal. We all often, you know.
Yeah.
But we always thought that'd be off limits.
You think,
even in a rugby scrum, wouldn't you? Even in a heated moment.
You think,
everybody's mum should be off limits, shouldn't it?
Well.
Although, you know, from a South American football point of view, it's the one word they go to every time, isn't it?
I suppose you use the thing you know that he's going to get.
Football circles.
He's going to get the reaction you want, isn't
it?
Well,
he did, because I think he ended up getting a ban. For six weeks.
Joe Marler's ghost. Is that can you do anything like the Christmas Carol?
I often wonder, they used to do a Christmas panto back in there. I wonder if we should have done a TalkSport Christmas panto.
Yeah, Joe Marler.
Alan, what could Alan be? We'd have to. Well, it's too late. I don't want to cast the Christmas.
It's not Christmas. It's
next Christmas.
Christmas next year.
The
Paul.
Trees come down. What's the point?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
So here we go then, the first birthday spread of 2023. It's a very, very simple game. It involves people who've celebrated their birthdays this week, 10 of them, in fact. Some we'll know and some we won't. So some educated guesses at their ages and some we're taking a bit of a punt. It's my job and Charlie's job to try and guess the ages of the people that Andy has come up with. I've improved all the papers this week. He'll have a fantastic joke attached to each one of the names, of course. And once we've recovered, once we can breathe again, we'll guess at what these names are. And the one with the shortest margin of error, as we've guessed 10 birthdays the years we were out, is the winner.
Yeah,
that's it. Pretty straightforward.
Very nice.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Good afternoon, boys. Really looking forward to tonight's game. I can hardly wait.
Yeah, you'll be
the anticipation.
Are you still in that lucky meal? Do you can do the lucky meal before kickoff? Do you still do that?
I don't think anything would work. I don't think so.
What's the point?
Not good. Never mind.
You bought a player today.
Great idea, wasn't it, to buy a player that you've already got a better version of at Brighton for nothing? Why not pay 35 million for one that you don't actually need? Honestly, this club's transfer dealings are ludicrous. But never mind, it's the birthday spread.
Yeah, 7-year more of that contract. Tomorrow. More on that tomorrow. Jeff Peters joins us now, Philbert the Fox, from his nerve centre.
Yeah, it's the Bernie Clifton Nerve Centre. Every week it'll have a different name.
Yeah.
Can I say hello to Dan the Fulham fan and Rob Scanlon, who both this week came up and said they've been missing the birthday spread and they can't wait for it to be back. It's Paul 37, Charlie 17. That's the overall scores.
Okay. It doesn't even out after New Year, no? It doesn't go back to 0-0?
No, we don't go back to 0, I'm afraid. Okay. Not in this game.
Nothing for a direct hit.
How have I got so far behind?
Leicester City, tough times for your boys. How are you feeling, Jeff, at the moment? You're going to come through this.
Next question.
Oh, wow.
I think we'll be in the Blue Square in 5 years.
Blue Square,
we'll be with you. Don't worry about it.
They're going to bring back the Blue Square.
They are, just for Leicester and Chelsea.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I did share in the first hour most of it anyway, the stuff I could share, my half-time ranting to you last night, Andy. It was very much in your style, wasn't it? What have Tottenham been like in the first half? But they did rally in the second, thankfully. So, anyway, I'll kick us off because I won the last game of last year. And we play, as always, the music of Sergio Mendes and the late, great Pelé. For the birthday spread.
Marvellous. And we get underway for the new year with the TV presenter and newsreader, Jan Leeming. Last time I saw her, actually, she was in Dover and she was base jumping with her family. Yeah. It was some sight to watch the Leemings dive off a cliff.
Wow.
I saw her on a flight to Ibiza, actually.
Oh, no.
Is this a joke?
Yeah, she was Leeming on a jet plane.
That's actually quite good. I like that one.
It doesn't really work, is it?
We
can workshop it if you
Leemings. Lemmings and Leemings is much closer than leavings, I'd say. Yeah. But there we go.
I don't know. 03717 22333.
Phones are gone mad.
It's like Gareth Southgate's resigned, which he hasn't, by the way.
Good.
I'd say Jan Leeming. She's got to be getting on, hasn't she? With
any
respect.
Any news on Potter then?
No. 82, Jan Leeming.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. 83.
81, good start.
We're in the ballpark, weren't we? The Jan Leeming ballpark. Have you ever played there, the Jan Leeming ballpark? Fantastic.
It's Paul 1, Charlie 2.
1-2. Okay.
Yes, there are only two names, Jeff informs me, from last year, and this is one of them, the actor Gong Li.
Yeah.
And we were once confined to a very small space together. I noticed quite a pungent odour, and I looked accusingly at him. He denied it, but I knew it was Gong with the wind.
Oh, there we are. Nice.
Did it last a minute, Andy?
Was
he Gong in 60 seconds?
That was last year.
I don't know who he is.
What, Gong Li?
Gong Li, I don't know who he is. So...
It's an actor.
Actor Gong. Doesn't narrow it
down. Actor Gong Li.
Gong Li. Gong with the wind.
What do you think? Actor Gong Li.
45. That's all I could do.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's all I could do. Not a clue.
I can try and... I can take a punt. 60.
57.
Paul, he's so lucky in this game. It's unbelievable.
It was so lucky.
You can put it down to luck, Charlie, if you like.
Lucky. Knew nothing about him. Made a guess at a number and was three off.
That's the game, Charlie.
May as well play Think of a Number.
That's the game.
It's like time difference. So Paul is three out, moves on to 4. Charlie 12 out, on to 14.
Paul 14. Okay, still very early days. Yeah.
Okay, it's the Harlequins and England rugby player Danny Kerr. Danny Kerr. And he's been helping out locally recently. It's heartwarming to care in the community.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
So who was it again? Sorry.
Oh, don't tell him. That's I've it. Got, if I've you
got,
don't hear it, it's
I
like
got sidetracked
move.
By some something. That
Danny Kerr.
Danny Kerr. Oh, you're Danny. Yes, yeah. We've met him a couple of times, fortunately, over the years. What is he, about 36 now? 36.
36.
Oh gosh. So I stay on.
So Charlie, you want Paul to lose some points on that?
It's
a direct
hit.
So he stays on 4, Charlie is on to 15.
Okay, still very little in it at this stage.
Okay,
next birthday, Charlie leads off. We alternate, as you've probably gathered by now.
Birthday number 4, Charlie, is Professor Sir Richard Traynor. Sir Richard Traynor, a social historian and rector at Exeter College, Oxford. Professor Sir Richard Traynor. I once gave him and his brother a lift. They'd been eating garlic and stunk the whole car out. The last thing I needed was a pair of smelly trainers.
Hey, there we are.
Beautiful.
Gosh, not a clue either. This is a bad week for me. This 80.
Okay. 76.
74. Pretty good guessing, actually.
Great scoring from going Paul first, on this one,
wasn't it?
We're just staying. We're just staying close to each other. Nip and tuck.
Not that close.
Paul 2 out onto 6. Charlie 6 out onto 21.
6. Great 21. Scoring, Paul. That is brilliant.
Still
scoring.
Very early days,
four
Charlie.
Birthdays.
It's a volatile business, the birthday spread. Anything can happen. Next birthday, then. Take us into half time.
Yes, last one for half time. Another rugby union player, the South African captain, Francois Pienaar.
Oh, yeah.
Francois Pienaar.
Oh, yeah.
And he once played in an old TalkSport pro celebrity rugby match where Mike Parry was in charge of selecting the professionals. He rang up the South African board for players and said, got any Pienaars?
Yeah. What kind of Pienaars? Yeah. I'd say.
That doesn't work because it's Pienaar, isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 He's smarting from the leaming site, isn't he? Yeah.
Give it a break. Yeah.
What is he now? 57.
That's so annoying. That's what I've written down.
That's what I've written down.
You've written down 57. Okay. 56.
Well, good, Charlie. It was 56.
Ah, well back done. To zero. You've good
clawed,
news.
You've clawed one back. So, what's the scores as we go into half time?
It's Paul 7, Charlie 21.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on Talk Sports. We're midway through the birthday spread. It's delicately poised at 7 playing 21. I'm on 7 after 5 birthdays. Charlie on 21. But that's ground that can be made up in this very volatile game. The listeners, how are they getting on this one? One of my best first half performances, says Billy. 14.
From 5. Yeah.
I'll still be lucky to finish under 100, no doubt. Have some belief.
You're right, Andy. You're right,
this cough's not good.
Well, yeah,
did
sorry.
Any of those remedies that the listeners gave you yesterday work or not?
Oh, yeah, you can hear. Fantastic.
You've got me coughing now. And no, none of them worked. Okay.
Bit of vapor rub on the old feet.
That's
just put your socks on. That's
they
the best
gave
one.
That one. Yeah, does that work?
Yeah, I tried that. It does work at night. It's not bad.
Okay. An average 27, still all to play for, says Chris the Happy Hammer. So here we go then. Let's get underway with the second half. Charlie to lead us off.
Okay, he's been in Midsummer Murders.
Who hasn't?
Years. Yeah. From 2000 to 2022, it's the actor Neil Dudgeon. And he recently pitched a brilliant business idea to Peter Jones, Deborah Meaden, and Theo Pafitis. They all decided to invest. It was classic Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, hey!
Nice. You said dudgeon and not dungeon. It's a leaming situation there,
I think,
Andy.
I think you might be getting an angry email, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling brave to tell you for some reason.
Yeah, but that's because you haven't got anything else, so you can just ruin mine. That's it.
Love you, Andy. You know
getting
that.
Getting a bit of an edge to this.
True love.
Anyway. Talk Sports single.
Neil Dudgeon. Neil Dudgeon.
Hi. 48.
I thought you were going to say, every time I see him, I say, hi, Dudgeon.
Yeah, exactly. I did think.
Okay. Then one last year.
Next year.
48.
48.
Am I thinking of the right person? The guy who plays in Midsummer Murders? 53.
62.
Yeah, obviously he was swinging the right person, but you put me off. I wondered if
dragged
he was the young...
Dragged you down to my level.
Yeah, I wonder if he was the younger bloke
in
it.
I thought he was.
No, I think he's the... I don't know.
I thought he was the younger bloke in it.
Okay.
The wrong person.
Should have gone with me gut.
So Paul is 9 out on that one, moves on to 16. Charlie, 14 out on to 35. So 19 in it, 4 to go.
19.
Okay, 19 in it, 4 to
no
go.
Good,
back to
it?
Me to go first, but anything can happen. Here we go.
Anything can happen.
Yes, he was the co-founder and former chief executive of Instagram, Kevin Systrom. Kevin Systrom. And he was an indispensable part of Harry Hill's early stand-up tours. Yes, exactly. As Harry would say, you've got to have a Systrom.
You've got to have a Systrom, yeah.
System.
Wow. I mean, who knows? He could be anything, couldn't he? I mean,
it's puns, Jeff. That's the whole point of it.
The point, it sounds a bit like leaving
word.
On a jet plane. Come on.
Systrom addict.
I'd say... I mean, it could be 12, you know, it works in tech. He's not going to be, though, is he? 56.
I think you're about right there.
56.
I don't think you're far off it.
You could
I've got
you
to try,
do,
I've got to try and
claw some
try
back.
Claw some back. 56, you think?
Yeah. You think?
61.
Oh, dear. Oh, he's not going to be older, is he? It's Instagram, for goodness sake.
He might have got into it late. He could have come into it. It could have been the money, man. I thought he's got that filter on him, his Instagram. Yeah. He's got that old man filter.
And he's getting angry with your guesses.
I know, he's getting angry.
That's just I'm thinking about tonight, sorry.
He's watching that Haaland third Haaland goal
found
going.
Found our Scrooge for our TalkSport Christmas Carol.
Yeah. So, what's that? How old is he, Andy? You better tell
39.
Us.
39. He's 39, Paul.
Is he 39?
Absolutely miles out.
Wow.
So, Charlie, 22 out on that gosh, Instagram. Come on. So, Charlie's on 57 and Paul's 17 out. He moves on to 33.
Okay.
So, what's the difference, please?
Well, you can work out 57 minus 33 is 24.
24, yeah, sure.
Okay, here we go then, Charlie. Everyone's number eight.
Everyone's a bit chippy with me today, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I've noticed. It's harsh, isn't it?
Just work it out, you see. You're not selling the next 1-9, are you, Jeff?
No, I'm still here.
Don't make Grandad cough. He might, you know, might go over the edge. He might kill him.
That's so harsh.
Okay, here we go. Next up.
It's the journalist Trevor Grove.
Grove.
And he turned up at my house over Christmas on a Harley Davidson wearing full leathers and a racing helmet. It's always good catching up with Biker Grove.
Oh, that's good. Biker Grove.
I see him in the bookies quite a lot.
Do you really?
Ladbrokes.
Ladbrokes.
And any other groves are available.
Yeah. One foot in there.
Okay.
No, that's grave.
Oh,
right. Yeah, sorry.
It's me. My head's gone, Paul. I can't concentrate with this badinage.
Oh, no,
I think we should call this week off. There's too much noise.
There's been too much background noise today.
Too much noise today.
Who was it again?
So, can you say it again?
Journalist Trevor Grove.
Very unclear.
Journalist Trevor Grove.
Journalist Trevor
Grove. Trevor Grove.
Okay, 64.
72.
He is, in fact, where is he? 78.
Oh.
Game's over.
So,
it's
come on, Charlie.
A right mess.
What's the scores,
it's been
Jeff?
A right mess, this.
Charlie, 14 out, moves on to 71. Yes. Paul, 6 out, moves on to 39. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference, please, Jeff?
What's the point?
The difference is 32.
32, yes, sure.
Oh, no, it's still possible.
Still possible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's been a right.
Okay, here we go, 32.
Cool. I think you should null and void this one.
Right, Andy.
The photography curator, Terence Pepper. Pepper.
Photography curator.
Yes. I've known his Italian cousin, Pino, for ages. It always raises a smile when I greet him. Hello, Pino Pepper.
Jalapeno pepper.
Yeah, you needed to put a bit on the jalapeno
pepper.
Jalapeno.
Better be Spanish. Now. I should have said he was Spanish, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should have said he was Spanish. Yeah.
Next year,
we just do it again. No, doesn't matter. So what's he's the photographic curator?
Yeah,
jalapeno pepper.
Yeah. Early thirties.
Yeah, he's 12. I'm going to say. I'd say.
This is not good for me.
Wasn't the same.
Bob Fleming.
Wasn't the same after the gas at Mons. Never the same. I'd say, Andy. Never the same. I'd say he's 80. I'm going old school. Okay. I've opened a window for you.
Sure,
there,
you have. You have
John.
A little bit.
I've opened a little bit of a window.
Okay,
I'll
go the other way and I'll say 47.
Well, it's not bad. He's 74, so it's the same numbers.
I wasn't going to get near it, was I? So
I don't know.
Pointless trying to just go for it. I've got to try and win.
Even I don't like the way they're openly laughing.
Do you know what I think, Paul?
What?
It's been an absolute disgrace,
this
game.
It has. I'll tell you what it's been.
It's been embarrassing.
Mikel Arteta. It's been scandalous.
It's been absolutely
scandalous.
I'll tell you what. If this is the way they want to run the game, then I don't want to be involved in the game.
Well, I can see you're upset. He is.
I feel like a Sunday league... referee who's just getting shouted at by parents on the sideline. Just going to walk off, walk to me car. What's take that? Me whistle and walk to me car.
They'll follow you by the sound of it, the pair of them.
Terrible jokes, terrible birthdays, bad scoring. Absolute guesses from Paul.
Charlie, been absolutely before terrible. You go to HR, let's just get through this. What's the scores, Jeff?
Paul 6 out, moves on to 45. Charlie 27 out, moves on to 98. So 53 in it. Yeah. So Charlie needs to be 54.
I was on the last one. I thought that was the last one.
Oh, no, it wasn't the last
one. That's why I went so low.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's nobody's fault but your own, is it?
Right. Well, they've been put off. I've been put on getting, just absolutely put off.
Last birthday.
S-Housery from the judges, and not just from Paul, from the judges.
We've got another show coming up after this. The boys and girls have had enough.
Unbelievable.
So, next one, last birthday, Andy.
Last birthday is the author he wrote Pure. He wrote Pure in 2012.
Yeah.
Timothy Moe.
Oh, yeah.
And I really enjoyed that musical about him and his four brothers.
Oh, yes, of course you do. You sing it down at Chelsea, don't you? I'd say Timothy Moe, 60.
Well, and when am I out?
54, you've got to be.
I've got.
So he's 114, or he's 4.
This is the thing. I went wrong. I thought we were on 10 before.
Is he 4, Charlie, or is he 114?
Who cares?
Just have a guess.
No one cares how old he is.
Have a guess.
I hope he has a terrible birthday.
Have a guess, Charlie.
I hope his birthday. No one turns up.
We've never had one not finish, and we're getting close.
I hope no one turns up to his party. His cake falls on the floor.
I'm guessing you're going.
He's 100. One. I'm guessing one.
He's one.
1 year old.
He's 1 year
Happy
old.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
He's in fact a baby.
How old is
he? Yeah. 72.
So dreadful. I was 12 out. Puts me on 57.
Terrible game.
We won't. Don't bother adding up, Charlie. He's gone. He's gone for all money.
169.
Quite a bad score. Well, anyway.
Next week's another game.
Yeah, it is. You can climb back on that horse.
38-17.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Well, there we are. That's how it all unfolded this afternoon. Charlie, you're back with me next Tuesday, but you're back with Max Rushton on
this Saturday. 9-11 Saturday morning. The
FA
game,
Cup special.
The game day warm-up, FA Cup special.
Yeah.
Bit of everything, Paul.
Fantastic. Look forward to that. And I'll be back with Andy tomorrow for Clips of the Week and lots more besides. Do hope you can join us. If not, the podcast will be available as always at around 4 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.